Blog Talk Radio.
Come shine your light, open your heart, show us your gift that sets you apart. When you believe, then you can see that you are the star of your own destiny.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. My name is Lynn, and I'm going to be with you on the show today. I want to let you know of a couple of things we have coming up. On July 27th, we're going to have Michael Meerdad coming back, and he's going to be talking to us about his book, You're Not Going Crazy, You're Just Waking Up. And he's going to give you some really practical tips on what to do if you find that your life is all of a sudden in shambles, or things are changing, or things that you were familiar with before are just simply not working for you anymore. So Michael's a really gifted speaker and writer, and we're happy to have him back on the show. On August 10th, we are going to have Michelle Miller here talking with us about limbic resonance. And I'm really tickled about this topic because finally science is catching up with what all of the New Age and spiritual people, not just New Age, because I know that has sometimes a bad connotation, but what people who have just lived from their hearts have always known. So limbic resonance is really a chemical reaction in our brain that happens that actually can manipulate us. So you definitely want to be checking that out, because everybody I know could take a few tips on that. And then on August 24th, we're going to have Kelly Fenters back on here. Kelly's a wonderful angel communicator. She's lots of fun, but she's going to come back and talk to us on the 24th about hypnotherapy. And I've said before that that's our scheduled topic, but I kind of have a sense that that topic may change. So if you're regular listeners or downloaders of the archives of the live show, anything like that, you definitely want to catch that show, because I've got a sense that that one might be a little bit different than what we planned. Okay, today our show is really exciting. I have the privilege of knowing a wonderful group of young ladies here in the Fredericksburg area, and two of them, Chloe and Rachel, are doing their Bronze Award, and they have a special project, and one of the things that they have to do for that is to get that information out to the public. So they were willing to do the radio show, which is super exciting, and I'm very happy to be able to share this show with them today. We have Chloe and Rachel and their troop leader, Miss Arlene. So welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So that was Rachel's little voice. Do we have Chloe and Miss Arlene with us?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Lynn.
Yes. Great. Wonderful. So how about, ladies, why don't you tell us a little bit about what the Bronze Award is for people who may not be familiar with Girl Scouts? What is the Bronze Award? Chloe, do you want to start with that?
Okay. Well, the Bronze Award is a big honor for a junior Girl Scout. It shows that you're helping your community and made a promise to yourself that you're going to try to make the world better as much as you can, as with as many people as you can.
Great. And Rachel, do you have anything you wanted to add to that?
And also the Bronze Award is the biggest honor you can get as a junior Girl Scout.
Great. Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. So what have you girls decided to do for your Bronze Award?
We've decided to do historical awareness.
Okay. And what does that mean? What are you doing for your historical awareness project?
We're going to, like, take tours and stuff, and, like, we're going to go different places, and we can go in groups, or, like, we can go with our parents and stuff, and we're going to go to historical places, and then we're going to, like, add stuff to our internet and kind of do reviews on it.
Perfect. That's wonderful. So, Chloe, do you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Well, what we do dictate from the places that we went, we put on our website that we helped to spread the word.
Great. And do you know what your website address is?
Love Our City.
LoveOurCity.info. That's right. So if you want to check out their website, it's www.loveourcity.info, LoveOurCity.info. So, Ms. Arlene, can you tell us, do you have anything to add about the Bronze Award and what the girls are doing?
Well, first, let me tell you, Lynn, that I'm incredibly proud of Chloe and Rachel. This, I've been in Girl Scouts now for about 5 years, and I've seen Bronze Award projects of, you know, standard issue. And I have to tell you that they are very inventive, and their motivation is just really inspiring as far as this is a different project. I've never seen this before. And this, to me, usually a Bronze Award may affect a community and a business, such as, you know, somebody's trying to bring more revenue just to one single business, or they're trying to bring awareness to, you know, homeless shelters or pet shelters or things of that nature. But these girls have taken on a monumental task of, you know, bringing revenue to an entire city, which I can't tell you how proud I am of them. But as far as the Bronze Award goes, they're both correct. It is the highest honor a junior Girl Scout can achieve, and it requires her to learn the leadership and planning skills necessary to follow through on a project that makes a positive impact on her community. And working towards the award demonstrates commitment to helping others and improving the community and the world and becoming pretty much the best person that they can be.
Awesome. That's really good. That's really good to hear. So, girls, how did y'all decide to do this project? Because, you know, there's so many different things. I know that a lot of them are either pet-related or cleaning up the community, like, you know, cleaning up trash-related or working with elderly. How did y'all decide to do this project?
We kind of decided that a lot of the Bronze Awards go to either pets and cleaning up the community, like you said. So we decided we wanted to do something different that it doesn't get, like, reached to.
Awesome. Awesome. So what are some of the goals that y'all hope to accomplish with this Bronze Award? What would you like to see happen from this Bronze Award?
We'd like to see, like, to bring more people to our city and stuff to view all our historical sites.
Yeah, because you know what? We haven't even really told them what city you're in. What city do you live in? Or what city are you focusing on?
Fredericksburg.
Fredericksburg, Virginia. That's right. And Fredericksburg has some surrounding counties. Do y'all know what they are?
Russellvania and Stafford.
Uh-huh. And even King George. And I know, Rachel, I was talking to your mom, and she said that she was interested in going up to something in Westmoreland. And Westmoreland is actually a county that's drivable from Fredericksburg if someone were to come and stay for a week or for a couple of days. You know, there's a lot of interesting places to visit around here, and Westmoreland is an easy, even a half a day trip. It doesn't even have to be a day trip. It's not that far from here. So the project may get a little bit expansive. So that's wonderful. And now, is your website, part of your website's up, and it will be, is it ongoing? What do y'all plan to do with that?
To continue on after we're done and have our Bronze Award. That way we can still try to help our community more.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, Chloe, I know that you have done two things already that you've been out to do with your family. Do you want to talk about either one of those?
Okay. Well, one of the things that I did was went to a reenactment. It was very, very loud and exciting just being there and imagining yourself back then where there was a war going on, and just watching it was full of adrenaline, and I was just so pumped up on seeing it happen and seeing how it would have been and walking around, just trying to see how it would have been in their shoes.
Mm-hmm. And did you meet any of the people that were doing the reenactment?
Yes. We met some very nice doctors, to put it that way, and a man who was pretending to be in the war.
Right, right. Was there anything interesting that you, that when you were watching the war that you saw, that there, that you wanted to tell the listeners about?
Well, there was this one part that I was, that I really liked, where a man fell off his horse and everyone took off their hat and they just remembered him as he was and how he fought and died for what he believed in. They blew a very beautiful horn, and it was just very somber, and then they just went back into it.
So the entire reenactment war, the entire war stopped on both sides, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And they all took off their hats, even the other side?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's very respectful, isn't it?
Yes.
Very good. Now, Rachel, I know that your mom happens to be a big history buff. She likes all this kind of stuff, so I'm sure that you jumped on the chance to do this project, and you have actually done a lot of visiting of places here in Fredericksburg. Even though that they haven't been at this point so much with the group for the project, is there anything that you wanted to tell about that you've done that you thought was really neat about Fredericksburg?
I've been to a couple of places. I've been to Chatham. To Chatham.
Mm-hmm. And do you like exploring your city?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very fun. And it's so interesting to see how we live now and how they lived then. And they were, like, so considerate about their planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So are you girls learning more about the area that you live in through this project?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is an area filled with a lot of history.
Mm-hmm.
So when, what it, is it just the Civil War history? Because that's huge in the Fredericksburg area, but does Fredericksburg span back before? Does it have some pre-Civil War history that's pretty important?
Mm-hmm.
It does?
Yes.
Cool. Do you know who Fredericksburg's most famous resident was?
No.
Do you, Chloe?
George Washington, right?
Yeah. You were just reading about it, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So that was a trick question there, Rachel, because I knew Chloe had just read that yesterday. So.
You tricked me.
You knew it. I just put you on the spot. I know you knew it. Sometimes when you live in a place, you start taking things for granted, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you don't think about that. Because now famous would be, you know, all these people on TV and on the radios and stuff like that. You don't think about somebody like George Washington when you're thinking famous now. So, ladies, is there anything else that you wanted to tell your listeners or people that might be coming to the radio, to your website?
There's going to be a lot more on it soon, probably.
Yep, there will be a lot more on it. And after juniors, where do you go? Because the Bronze Award is a junior project. Where do you go after juniors? What do you become then?
A cadet.
A cadet. Cool. So, Miss Arlene, are there things that they can do as they move into cadet where they'll still be able to focus on this project and work on it at a higher level?
Yes, Lynn, there is. There's actually one of the great things about Girl Scouts is the ability to integrate and combine whatever it was you were doing in the previous Girl Scout level and take it further along. Girl Scouts are definitely known for, you know, being very motivated about their community and even about the world. And when they become cadets, they can take what they've already done for their Bronze Award project, which is, again, why I think this is such a fabulous and just innovative idea, and they can continue on with it excuse me, through special interest projects, and also by earning their Silver Award, which is the highest honor a cadet can earn before they bridge to the next Girl Scout level. And this, you know, this website and this historical awareness idea can pretty much take them all the way to senior and ambassador level, which is, again, you know, not many Girl Scouts that I have seen in my experience have taken a project so seriously and also created a project that just, it doesn't just stop at one place. This is an ongoing thing, so.
Right. That's awesome. Now, with the Bronze Award, because Girl Scout, I'm not as familiar with the Girl Scout, but I know that a kid that I had grown up with, or not that I grew up with, a child of a friend of mine that is now grown, he was in Boy Scouts, and he went all the way through Eagle Scout, and it was really big. I remember his grandmother always talking about how important this was going to be to his college application as well as to his resume. And they had scholarships for certain, like they could earn scholarships for certain things that they completed. At least that was my understanding, and I am not well versed in Boy Scouts, so if I'm wrong about that, but that was what I'm thinking I'm remembering. Is there anything in Girl Scouts that does the same thing? Is the Bronze Award attached to any type of potential future scholarship for the girls?
Well, even though I've been with Girl Scouts 5 years now as a volunteer, this is technically my first year as a true leader, and I'm sort of getting to know the ropes as far as what, you know, what requirements they have. And also the Girl Scout Council has started to revamp and reinvent the Girl Scout, not only the image but the program itself. But to the best of my knowledge, girls who earned their bronze, their silver, and their gold award are eligible for scholarship opportunities to go to college. And they, you know, it's to me, it's a pretty good incentive to have girls, you know, for girls to want to stay with the Girl Scout organization throughout, you know, elementary, junior high, and high school. That way they, you know, can earn these awards, not only by, you know, helping their community, but they're also, you know, taking their future and, you know, grabbing a hold of it and saying, hey, you know, I do want to go to college. I want to, you know, make a difference. I want to, you know, get these things done. And by doing all the bronze, the gold, and the silver award, they can earn these scholarships. And, you know, it's pretty much the sky's the limit. Girl Scouts is a pretty good organization, and they take care of their girls and want to make sure that they're, you know, told what their potential is and hopefully, you know, encourage them to reach it.
Great. So, Chloe and Rachel, aside from selling Girl Scout cookies, which is huge, you know, pretty much everybody knows Girl Scouts and Girl Scout cookies. What do you all do in Girl Scouts? What has Girl Scouts done for you, or what have you learned?
A lot.
A lot. A lot. So do you have fun and make friends and work on badges, right?
Yes. And the badges can help you with future skills and job stuff.
Great. Great. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Well, ladies, I think that you have done a fantastic job here today. Is there anything else that you want anybody to know about the Bronze Award, your project, about Girl Scouts in general, anything at all?
Well, Girl Scouts, if you're looking to join, it's really fun, and I think any girls who want to should.
Beautifully said, Rachel. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And Miss Arlene, is there anything you wanted to add to that or anything you wanted people to know?
You know, Miss Lynn, the Girl Scouts speak for themselves. You know, as a leader, I could sit here and tell your listeners all day, every day, what a wonderful organization Girl Scouts is, but it's actually the Girl Scouts themselves that are the true voices of the organization. So Rachel said it best.
Perfect. Wonderful. And I understand that you have some Girl Scout cookies left.
Oh, boy, do I. I have Girl Scout cookies galore. Samoa's Thin Mints, Tagalongs, Lemon Chalets, and Dulce de Leche. They're $3.50 a box, and if you want them, I've got them.
Perfect. Well, what we will do is we're going to have, as the website gets done, and the bases of it will pretty much be done by the end of this week, and then we're going to start adding more pictures and more events that the girls do. But if you wanted to get some Girl Scout cookies, if you want to email, there will be an email address on the home page within the next couple of days. In the meantime, you're welcome to email me at talkingtoangels, it's TLKN, the number 2, ANGELS, at AOL.com, and I'll link you up with Miss Arlene, and you can get some Girl Scout cookies if you're in the Fredericksburg area, and we would love to pass those on to you. But please do visit the website, it's www.loveourcity.com, CITY.info, loveourcity.info. And we're going to be linking up, hopefully, with some of the local businesses in the area that are going to help us help support the community. So we're hoping to be able to offer some different incentives on there as well. And we're thanking you very much for listening. I want to remind you that next time on the Honoring Hour, which is the 27th, we're going to have Michael Meerdad on here, talking about you're not going crazy, you're just waking up. And if you heard Michael from before, you're definitely going to want to hear him again. If you missed him, he's in the archives for his other show, and you'll definitely want to catch him on the new show. So Miss Arlene and Chloe and Rachel, thank you very much for joining us today. I'm glad to have had you on here.
Thank you, Lynn, for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Thank
you're welcome.
You.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. So what I'd like to do, because I don't often have an opportunity to do this, Sabina Kvenberg was kind enough to let us use her music, Reach for the Stars, at the beginning of our show here on the Honoring Hour. And I'd like to go ahead and play Reach for the Stars in its entirety as a sign-off. And again, this is Sabina Kvenberg, Reach for the Stars, and you can find her information on the guest page, the archives page of The Honoring Hour, www.thehonoringhour.com. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope you'll join us again in a few weeks.
Something is calling your name. The passion within you, wanting to claim the life of your dreams, the one that you are. When you say yes, you will get far. Come shine your light, open your heart, show us your gift that sets you apart. When you believe, then you can see that you are the star of your own destiny. You've got it all, it's right there inside. Beauty and strength, come show it with pride. When you believe, you will go far. Walking on stage ready to claim. shine your light, open your heart, show us your gift that set you apart.